sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the Voice of the People.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Voice of the People. Voice of the People is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local, nonprofit, grassroots. Wait a minute, let me say that again. I've said that so many times. I got to back up here. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local, grassroots, nonpartisan, Beth, group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. So welcome to your show. I'm your host tonight, Keith Davey. And we have our core steering committee here tonight, including our number one producer with Salem Communications, Style. How you doing, Style?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
And he helped me through last week when I was all by myself. Thank you, Style. We have Beth Blackmore, our media lady.
Hey.
We have Connie, our call girl. Hi, Connie.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We are a live call-in talk show. So, Connie, would you like to give us the numbers before we introduce the other boys?
Sure. We have two numbers. One of them is 216-901-0933 or 216-901-0938.
No. Okay. Let's start that again. Get a little closer. Let's start all over again. Just the 901-0933.
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the 888 number?
The 888-677-9673.
Whew, okay. Connie hasn't been here for a while. That's okay. We'll get her back in the saddle. Okay. And so anybody calling, I see we have somebody already, John, but so just hang on there a minute, John. We'll get to you in a second. We don't want to keep you on hold. We got a little housekeeping to do. So we have the Sons of Thunder. Bill Homan here, Homan Oil, the sponsor of our show tonight. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Keith.
And Kyle Kutz, our twin, the sons of the twin. How you doing, Kyle?
Thanks. Great. Thanks, Keith.
Okay. So real quick, I just want to say hello to Kevin and Donna. They're our weekly. They've been following us and listening to us every Tuesday night since we started. How you doing, guys? And I just want to let Kevin know that we've got you in prayer. He's got some back surgery and he's rehab. So we're thinking about you, young man, and get better soon. Okay. Before we get into too many events, and there's many, 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 and to you mention, and I got so many people I wanted to thank, and but we only have a half hour. So, and the phone's already ringing. So let's go real quick to a quick events. Beth, give us a quick rundown of what's going on with events right now.
Holy cow. We have events happening all across Ohio. In fact, too many to mention. Our show's only 30 minutes, so we can't even get to all these. But I hope all of you are signed in at reformpropertytax.com, and you enter your email and your name, and you'll get a list of each of these events because there's some big ones coming up. We also have these events are not that what they are is signing stations. And what happens is that people can go to these. Some of them happen every week. You know, some businesses have them every week. A few people are hosting them at their homes. And then there's other events that where people are posted at festivals and street fairs and Walmarts and libraries and car shows and so on and so forth all across the state. This is a long list. We want everybody to be able to get out and sign. So we can't get, I'm sorry, but we just can't get to mention every one of them. But I want to say, get your name and email in there. Get on our email list so that you can get a copy of this list. And so you know where to go to sign the petition.
Good deal. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody. I mean, it's 75. It's just huge. It's on fire. And thank you so much. Kyle, tell us where we're going to be personally signing this coming weekend.
Okay, we'll do, Keith. And yes, like Beth said, thanks to everybody who's come out to our events. It's been overwhelming, all the people that have come to our events to sign the petition. So please mark this on your calendar. This Saturday, June 21st, it's the Scranton Road Bible Church. The Scranton Road Bible Church in Cleveland. That's 3095 Scranton Road from 12 noon to 3. That's just about a mile south of the West Side Market. It's probably about a quarter of a mile south of 90. Scranton Road Bible Church, 12 noon to 3 p.m. this Saturday. Please go and sign our petition.
And you'll see all of our smiling little faces there, so you get a chance to meet us if you're in the neighborhood. Okay, so we have got the call lines are really filling up. Praise the Lord. So John's been waiting. John is calling in from Columbus. John, you're in the air.
Am I on?
You're on, John.
Okay, I'm not from Columbus.
Oh.
I'm from Latonia, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It said Columbus. Okay, sorry about that.
It's the simplest thing to solve all this. We do away with property taxes completely and raise the sales tax probably by approximately 2%. That means everybody that buys anything pitches in. And I would call it the Fairness Act. And at one time, I can tell you, I knew a man, well, he's been gone about 3.5 years now. His dad told him when he was a boy that originally in the early 1900s, only property owners could vote on taxes.
Right.
Okay. And they were conservative. They didn't vote on anything that come down the pike. And so they didn't get past what they wanted. So they let everybody vote, which is like renters. All these people have no dog in the fight. They don't have to pay nothing. And they put it all on the property owners, one segment of the population. That's unfair to start with and should be against any laws. So the same thing, do away with them. I call it the Fairness Act. Raise the sales tax maybe by 2 or 2.5%. You got everybody in the state that buys anything, renters, who normally they don't have no dog in the fight. They vote for anything that comes down the pike. It sounds good to them. And any kids going to college, anybody, even foreign students that come in here, if they buy something in the state of Ohio, they're going to pay that sales tax increase.
Yeah, I like that thought. Did I hear you on one of the other radio shows this last week talking about this, John? I know I heard this. Were you on Bob France or were you on Tom Kelly? I know I heard you talk about this on one of the shows.
Well, actually, I did call into radio station in Youngstown.
Okay, I know I did hear this, but anyway, listen. Yeah, I love the thought. We're not going to. Obviously, all the alternatives are out there, and again, the state legislature has to really pick up the ball and decide what they're going to do as an alternative. But thank you, John. I do appreciate your call. I don't mean to cut you off, but we got a ton of people calling on the line. So hang in there. Listen to us next Tuesday. Call in again. Thank you for calling, John. Okay, buddy? Thank you. Okay, Damaris. We're Damaris in Cleveland. Go ahead, Damaris. You're in the air.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is it Damaris? Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, it's Damaris.
Damaris. Sorry. How you doing, Damaris?
I'm doing great. The thing is with me, I won't be able to sign that petition, unfortunately, because I'm not a registered voter. And it's because of years ago, I was affiliated with a religion that didn't allow us to vote.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So,
well,
my
you
objective
could,
is,
are you allowed to? Are you allowed to vote now? I mean, you could still register.
Yeah, I can do that now.
Okay. Well, get registered so we can get you on the petition. It's
yes,
not too late.
Please. Absolutely.
Yeah, and my thing is, if I can't do it by July, I know you guys would try to do it by May if this doesn't pass.
That's right.
Right.
That's
right.
Exactly
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do you live in Cleveland, Damaris? Can you come and see us Saturday?
You guys going to be in the Tremont area, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Yeah. As long as I can remember, will you guys remind me? I'm going to bring my registration card, so I'll register you Saturday while you're there. How does that sound?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we can fill it out. I can take it down to the Board of Elections. I will do this personally just for you, okay?
Okay, well, don't do that so quick because I'm old-fashioned. I have to talk to my family about
it. Oh, no, that's okay. But talk to them. But come down and see us Saturday. We'd love to see you. And Come down, Sarah. We'll be there 12 to 3. We'd love to meet you.
And while you're at it, get your family to come down and sign up, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, let me discuss that with them because, you know, before I make a move, because this is important to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
I think I went to the meeting here in Cleveland where they discussed that our appraisals will be going up and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing out of his mouth was, and I don't want to name names, he said that this is a city problem. I mean, I'm sorry, this is a state problem, not mm-hmm. a city problem.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing was, where was the state representative?
Right.
They
wasn't
present at the meeting.
Right. They've had 8 years to work on this, and they're not doing it tomorrow. So, no, you're right. And, I mean, the people in Tremont and Ohio City have been calling us. I mean, they have got hammered relentlessly on property tax on there. So, yeah, we need to help. So, please, yeah, I mean, pass the word around. Have them come to see us at our events. We'd love to meet you. And pass the word around. Get them over there Saturday, okay, sweetie?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in. And before we move on, we have Ms. Moon from, it says Picklington, but I think it's Pickerington. Are you there, dear? Ms. Moon?
Yes.
Oh, Moore. I'm sorry. Oh, Ms. Moon. You know, I got old eyes. I'm so sorry. Ms. Moore, go ahead.
Hi, I'm actually here just listening. I run a real estate team, and I invited my group on. I actually was looking at the news here and reached out and just wanted a newsletter because I am a realtor, and I'm very concerned. I do a lot in affordable housing, and sometimes I work with people who are elderly, who are very concerned, maybe want to sell their house and do different things. Because they can't afford the property taxes. I have a nonprofit where I help low to moderate income families with home repairs.
Boy, nice.
And I'm just really concerned, you know, about our state and housing and different things of that sort. So I am for lowering the property taxes or abolishing them.
Right.
I think it will do our state good. To me, it makes sense. And it lets families choose if they decide, you know, because everybody, you know, we all have budgets, but what affects us every single day?
Right.
Every single day, what affects us is our housing, our
yep.
medication,
yep. Mm-hmm.
you know, food and different things like that. So we may not choose to go every day to go shopping at the mall.
That's
so
right.
If we don't want to spend the extra money, we don't have to. And I am just for our veterans. I come from a veteran family.
Good
I have two sons right now that are serving in our military. The struggle is there sometimes with our elderly community.
Yes.
And I'm just really concerned, as well as I know a lot of our realtor partners are too. So I wanted to jump on today just to listen.
Well, thank you.
And to, you know, hear more about the movement and the initiative. And I'm excited about what you guys are doing, and I want to be a part as much as I possibly can.
Thanks, Ms. Moore. Now, are you in Pickerington? Is that where you're at?
That's where I actually live.
Okay.
I live in Pickerington, Ohio,
okay.
which our taxes here are extremely high.
Yeah.
My husband and I, we sold a home, and we built a home, but our taxes are almost $1,000 a month to live here.
Oh, my Lord.
Ouch.
Oh,
astronomical.
Ouch.
So, yes, they are very, very high, which are a lot of places here in Central Ohio. They do have high property taxes.
Well, it's hit the whole state.
This is definitely something that, you know, needs to be talked about. And I'm here with my husband, and he's actually from the Cleveland area.
Really? Where from in Cleveland? We're from in Cleveland.
East side of Cleveland.
Okay. Right. Well, come on back and see us sometime. I'll buy you guys dinner when you come up to Cleveland. Call me. So before
thank you up on that.
I got the lines are filling up, but Ms. Moore, do you want to give yourself a quick plug? Yeah, my wife's been selling real estate 35 years. She started when she was 5.
Oh, but hello to our fellow realtors.
Yeah, but do you want to give yourself a quick plug? What company are you with?
Yes, I am with Red One Realty. I gave my last name because my first name is Radhika, and a lot of people
So it's Moore is your last name. Okay.
Radhika Moore.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm with Red One Realty. So I'm out here in the fight, you know, and like I said, I do a lot with working with affordable housing, too. And we want to, just as well as be a part of the business of buying and selling homes, we also want people to stay in their homes.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
We want to be strong communities, and we need this desperately.
Oh, beautiful. God bless you, Ms. Moore. I hope people are listening and call her. If you're listing or selling, call Ms. Moore.
All right, thank
you so much.
4151. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great, thanks. Okay, and we got one more, Richard from Franklin County. Richard, you're on the air.
Hey, hi. Enjoying your show, and I just have a quick question. We signed petition last week, and I want to know if you had any feel for what kind of numbers you've got so far. I know we have to hit, we're shooting for 600,000, right?
Yeah, our goal is 600,000.
If you've got any feel for how well we're doing, how many we got so far?
Well, I'll take this one.
Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
They are rolling in. We've got petitions rolling in. Now, the process, once we get them, because this is as analog and as grassroots as it gets. This all comes to us on paper. So when it comes to us, we gather it up. This has to go to our partner, and our partner has to go through them, and they sort through them, and they check them over, and then they sort them by county, and then they scan them, and then they count them. It's a long process. We have no idea at this point how many exactly we have. However, we're going gangbusters. We know that.
Yeah,
we're doing well.
We have petitions out in 88 counties. And we're one of several other groups that are doing the same thing. So, yeah, it's impossible really to say right now. And we just encourage everybody that has petitions out to please get them back to us so we can get them into the system. And but based on the activity so far, it is on fire. And I'm sure we're going to make it here at some point. So
the feedback that we've gotten over and over and over again, just like Mrs. Moore said, Radhika Moore said, you know, we can no longer, Ohio citizens are no longer going to put up with people being pushed out of their homes over property tax. You own your home, you've been in the home for 30 years, and then all of a sudden you can't, they take your home from you for property tax. That just cannot happen anymore.
Have you signed, Richard?
Oh, I have, and they gave us some petitions. We're going to actually circulate or get some
signatures. Oh, well, thank you so much. Fantastic. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. We'll keep in touch, and we will, you know, as soon as we have some numbers, we'll get them out there. But listen in on Tuesday night and keep fighting the fight there, buddy, okay?
Can do.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, so, boy, we were deluged call. Thank you, Lord. So we have got about 5 minutes, Bill. And Kyle, which I know is like you usually can't say hello in that amount of time. But I did want to just real briefly talk about House Bill 335, which is a Dave Thomas bill that people have been calling, asking about. And they're like, well, what about this Dave Thomas bill that's in Columbus, blah, blah, blah. So, Bill, you got 4.5 minutes.
Okay, we'll rock it out here.
Yep.
All right, so it wasn't just Dave Thomas. Also, Bill Romer was also a partner in announcing this House bill. The one thing that really blew my mind right away, which is just like with all the other bills that go through the State House, this thing's 170 pages long.
Wow.
I think that's ridiculous. We need to get this simplified, you know, and, you know, it's clear that they're not wanting to simplify it. There's so much stuff in this that just, it's so wasteful. And, you know, the other thing that really blew my mind as well is that, you know, when we see these posts being put up about these House bills, we never hear our state reps about doing something that's really important here. And it's called reducing spending in the state. They never talk about it. It's always about, here, we're going to try to revamp the system, but we're not going to reduce spending.
Right.
And that's a big issue here. So there's a lot more to this. And I know Kyle has some stuff here. So it's all you, Kyle.
Yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Well, first thing, and I'm just going to say three quick points, but they're extremely important. Now, hopefully you're sitting in your chair. The first one is, did you know that property taxes are the highest paid tax by Ohioans? That's what it's become. Now, Representative Thomas just said on one of his videos on a Facebook post, hang on to your seats, property taxes are only going to get worse.
Right.
So, I mean, it just gets more and more deep all the time. And the last thing I will say is that, and this is an issue, and this is an issue that's not getting answered, and people are starting to question it, and they're becoming very skeptical, rightfully so. Representative Thomas is going to ask, in this bill, he's going to ask local governments to cut services, costs, share services, use other revenues to fund services, but he's not really saying how, and it's not been delineated very well. And that's why so many people are skeptical, they're furious, they're upset, they're saying it's not enough. So there's a lot that's going on with this House Bill 335, and you can look it up right on the ohiohouse.gov website and look at it. There's eight components to this that they rolled into a single bill. But to be honest, and I think everybody, if you look it over, you'll say these are just a bunch of half measures, and it's not right. really addressing the main problem right. Amongst them, you know, the unrealized gains. And so they still have some explaining to do, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to do it to people's satisfaction.
Well, go online and read this. And of course, when you see some of the comments on Facebook, you'll see that people aren't buying this. But, you know, one of the comments I want to make, you know, that the reps that have sponsored this have been highlighting that, you know, we're empowering budget commissions in each county to be able to review how much, you know, the county really needs to take in and so on and so forth. Now, there's two problems with that. So you kind of have the fox in the hen house saying, okay, we're going to let these politicians in the county determine how much their brothers and sisters and all these other places are going to spend. So that's one big problem. The other problem is that you don't hear this quite often, but, you know, okay, the budget commissions in 86 counties will have the power under this thing, except Cuyahoga County and Summit County. Okay, now, and the reason I understand is, and I don't remember the logistics, but those two counties, Cuyahoga and Summit, are charter counties, and they're not chartered under the ORC anymore, and that goes back to some history. But
ORC
so
being the Ohio Revised
Code. Right. So those two counties in this bill are just totally exempt from this. So that's one of the main problems. So again, all these things that you're going to see in these bills that, you know, well, you know, we're going to keep schools from spending more than, you know, than 30% of everything. You know, folks, this is the only reason they're doing this is because we have this statewide effort going on. We're holding their feet to the very, and they're trying to appease us. They keep trying to throw crumbs at us, and it's like, you know what? We're no more crumbs. We want the whole loaf. And, you know, don't buy into this stuff. So please, you know, stay in touch with our website, email us for information. But everything that you're seeing out there right now is not the solution. It's abolishing property tax to force them to really do something significant. So before we go, I do owe, I just want to bring up Micah Zockham, who is our TIF expert that was on the show a while back. He and I went to the Lakewood City Council meeting last night, and I'm just advocating people, and I wanted to mention this early in the year, before your city councils go on break, go to city council meetings, and, you know, they always pass all these resolutions in favor of this and that. Stand up very respectfully and courteously and ask them to please tell them who you are. Would you please promote a resolution for your city to endorse or support our amendment? And what that does is, number one, the cities may not do it, but it brings more attention and publicity to our cause. Most of these city council meetings are televised or on Zoom, so it's free advertising. So bring it up. So before they go on break in July or August, you know, go to your city council and say, we'd like you to support our, you know, and again, be just very respectful and grateful and ask them to support our movement. And I do want to say, because I owe Micah this, I mean, he's a great guy. He told me last night, he's actually, he has a storefront in Lakewood. The address is 15635 Madison Avenue, 15635 Madison Avenue. He's going to be out and standing in front of his storefront tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. getting signatures for this event. So I know we can't mention everybody, but, you know, he's my rising lion, and he knows what that means. And so he'll be out in front of his store tomorrow night in Lakewood, 15635 Madison Avenue, getting signatures. So real quick, anybody got anything to add before we shut down?
No. Saving it for next week.
No, save it for next week. Connie, you got anything else?
Nothing.
Beth?
No, just keep it going. Everybody keep getting signatures. All you circulators out there, keep getting signatures and keep recruiting others.
Give out your number. We didn't out your number tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So we can everybody call and bother
you. If anybody needs to get a... I can be reached at 216-452-2961. If you haven't already, you're going to want to put your email and your name in our at our website, reformpropertytax.com. And again, you can reach us at 216-452-2961.
And Facebook, right, Bill?
You got it.
Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio.
Bill, you got it.
Very good. Thank you all so much. We love the calls. Thank you. Keep fighting the fight.